is Earth on the Air, an environmental news radio program with Janice Kane. In this week's environmental news headlines, President George Bush declared that a bilateral acid rain accord with Canada may be in the works by the end of the year. Regionally, Governor Booth Gardner asked the Forest Service to go back to the drawing board on their plan to save the spotted owl. Although the plan will cut logging in the Olympic National Forest almost in half, local environmental groups say the plan does not go far enough. The Sierra Club, Earth First, and other environmental groups have filed suit against the United States Forest Service. In Washington, D.C., the World Watch Institute released a report detailing global environmental problems and outlining solutions. Said the organization's president, time is not on our side. He said the current trends must be reversed in the next decade. Softcover copies of this report are available for $10. For information on where to get your copy, contact KCMU. This past fall, a coordinated activist effort helped pass the Toxic Waste Cleanup Initiative 97 by working to inform the voting public on the issues. During the current state and national legislative sessions, activists can once again help to pass important legislation to protect our environment and our health. On February 2nd, WashPERG, the Washington Public Interest Research Group, one of the key organizations behind the Initiative 97 campaign, held a Citizens Lobby Day in Olympia. The purpose was to help coordinate the efforts of citizens who wanted to meet personally with their legislatures. After the lobbyists met with their legislatures, Earth on the Air's Tom Bear asked Larry Eason, legislative liaison for WashPERG, a few questions.
When talking with people who have just lobbied for the first time, as you are doing with many people this afternoon, what is the most common reaction that you see?
Well, I think people are surprised by how friendly and receptive legislators actually are. A lot of people have never met with their legislators or even shaken their hand. And so when they sit down to talk with the legislator, they realize the legislator has a lot of the same concerns that he or she does. And I think that's real encouraging for people to realize that, you know, human beings make these decisions. If you're considering lobbying your legislators on an issue that you're concerned about, make appointments well ahead of time.
If someone is concerned about an environmental issue and wants to influence the state legislature on the issue, how can she or he begin looking for information and guidance?
Well, there are a lot of good groups out there that work on environmental and consumer issues, good government issues, and you can get a hold of those groups and find out which is the most appropriate for the issue that you're concerned about. If you're interested in wetlands, you might want to call the Washington Environmental Council. The other place you can go to for excellent information is the government itself. The General Accounting Office, which is sort of the investigative arm of Congress, puts out numerous reports every year on how the federal government is doing, and sometimes the state government is doing on implementing environmental laws and problems with environmental laws. But citizens should never feel like they need to be an expert in order to affect environmental issues. In fact, really just the opposite. What legislators want to know and need to hear is why their constituents feel how they feel about these issues. And so facts are important and they're useful, but what's really motivating for legislators is to hear a real-life example of how environmental problems affect people's everyday lives.
Would the same advice apply to people who wanted to write letters to Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, keep your letters concise. Give personal reasons why you're concerned about the issue. Give a few good facts that would help to persuade the congressperson. But the same advice would hold. Go to those organizations and for information. But most of all, rely on your own personal motivations for being involved in the issue.
If well-meaning lobbyists and letter writers are not coordinated, can they do more harm than good?
If you have a question, if you're concerned that the issue might be sensitive or that a legislator might respond negatively to what you have to say, call one of the groups and find out where that legislator likely stands on the issue and find out that way. But you're not going to hurt your cause if you're expressing your genuine concern and interest in an issue.
For information to help you be involved in the legislature and in Congress, call WashPERG at 322-9064, the Washington Environmental Council at 547-2378, Friends of the Earth at 633-1661, or any other organization that is concerned about the environment. This segment of Earth on the Air was written by Tom Baer and Charlotte Schubert and produced by Jean-Paul Bardou. Earth on the Air is produced by volunteers who are concerned about the environment. If you have questions, suggestions, concerns, or would like to volunteer, please send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Earth on the Air in care of KCMU, Seattle, Washington, 98195.